Channel 2 Wright and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of April, 72. Channel 2 Wright and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of April, 72. Channel 2 Wright and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of April, 72. Channel 2 Wright and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of April, 72.
It just acted as if it knew what to do. It just acted like it knew what to do.
Good morning.
Good morning. Beautiful morning.
You don't need any lights in the house this morning, do you?
No.
Bright, I had to pull them shades down. It blinds us so bright.
That's right.
Well, I saw him coming up the road. This fella with his something under his arm. And I heard you say, come in and sit down.
And I was real pale of brother. I don't know where he's been this morning. I asked him, I said, you done been to Gainesville? He get out and walk to Gainesville whenever he is.
He walks to Gainesville?
Yes, he walks there. And he'll walk back if he don't catch no ride. It don't make no difference.
Why, Miss Daisy?
I tell him sometimes I wish my legs was half strong as yours. He said, don't worry me.
You tell him what?
Who?
What'd you say to Joe?
Well, I told Joe. What's well, boy, sometimes I wish my legs was half strong
yes,
as yours.
Yes. You mean he walks to Gainesville?
Whenever he get ready.
Now who is that?
Who is that? He says.
Who is? That's Reverend Taylor's brother.
Brother?
Yes. He lives down there in Richardson's quarters. Lived down there where Sherman used to live.
And his name is Joe.
Joe. He got a wife and two children. He got two girls like that. But it's so pitiful. They can't go to school. They can't learn them nothing, you know. They don't have a good mind at the farm or somewhere or another. They don't pay you no attention. At times you do and other times you don't. So somebody said they'd been trying to get them in a home or some kind. But I don't know why they can't get them in a home. But they did a home. Him and his wife and two children, but him and them girls, they go to church every Sunday. Wife don't never go.
Have a lemon drop. Well, Joe not simple-minded.
Well, they think he is.
I see.
They think he
is. So they
but
take
I know one thing. He got sense enough to do. He got sense enough to go buy his groceries. He got sense enough to go get his check. He got sense enough to pay his debts. That's one thing he'll do. He'll pay his debts.
Yeah.
And he gets a croaker sack. That's where he put his groceries in.
Mm-hmm.
Put it across his shoulder, walk on in.
Well, now he don't tote them groceries all the way from Gainesville.
He tote that sack full.
All the way from Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, not from Gainesville, from Fred. I ain't seen him tote none from Gainesville, but I seen him tote it from Fred Woods plenty of time.
Well, that's a good ways.
That's the long way you tote a croaker sack full. But he carries it on. You never see his wife unless you pass his house and see her standing in the door. So I think all of them's kind of off or something. She don't worry. She don't do nothing. She used to help Susanna. But I think her and Susanna kind of fell out. Susanna said something to her. She didn't like it. So she got tired of listening to it. So she just told us, well, I think we going to move and I won't be able to help you no more. So they ain't moved yet. I told them, well, she thought it was going to move. I said, of course, I know I heard Joe talking about moving. And then one thing, I think she stood it well. Fooling around there with Suzanne. That's a mean woman.
I didn't know there's any meanness in Suzanne.
Okay, you didn't know. That's the most in meanness. You know, I've been knowing a long time. I've been knowing Suzanne ever since Rick left I come to the state.
Yeah.
But when I first come here, she wasn't here. She wasn't living here, but her mother was here. And she'd come once in a while to see her mother. She was in Clearwater, Susanna was.
Oh.
That's where she was, but she'd come to see her mother. It was hard to deal with. Me and her got along all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I didn't have much dealing with her. I didn't have nothing to eat. She'd come see me sometimes, sit a few minutes, and she's ready to go, and I was ready for her to go.
Yeah.
I'd go see her a few minutes, and we sit there and talk a little bit. And, well, I'm ready to go. I've got to go, Susie.
But you've seen a right smart of her meanness.
Come on, Susan. Yes, Lord. I've seen plenty of it, but she never done nothing to me. You know, she talked mean, talked nasty about other folks. Folks that I've known her to ask to come to see her, well, they'd go sometime. All right, when I see them, she say, oh, so-and-so come to my house since this time. I sure didn't want to see her. And I think that's nasty. You're going to ask me to come to your house and then get right off from me and tell somebody you didn't want me there. So that give me to know to stay at home. Stay with her.
If she'd do that for that woman.
She'd do it for me. That's the way I felt about it.
Miss Daisy, you'd think anybody would know that much. But I never had that much sense.
What? Never had how much sense?
That much. I never had enough sense. If a fella was talking about somebody else like that, yeah, it never occurred to me that they'd also talk about me that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it did me. You know, if I know you ain't doing nothing to me, and then you ask me to come see you. Well, as soon as I leave, you saying nasty things about me. But I don't do it. But you know, I never did visit much, no, huh? after I growed up. Well, before I had my family, after I married, I always had something to do at home. Besides visit so much. And me and Dora, we could get together and talk, have a nice time. I go home, or she go home, you hear nothing about it.
No, sir. Susanna, you know, I've just known her a little while. And she just rattles away so much, you know. Like she didn't, like you figure she didn't know what she was saying herself.
That's right. And cared less. Susanna, I care what she said. About nobody. Now she there. How many years she been there? I'm talking about, can't walk, can't get up. Now Joel's wife, she used to help her. She could. She had a girl from Baltimore that tried to help her. Well, the girl go to school in the morning, and then her parents would bring her back by Susanna's when school was out. She'd go there and wash the dishes and clean up the house. Okay. Well, Susanna didn't like that. So first thing I know, the girl wasn't coming there. Oh, she was there for a while, I think, just by herself. Well, now, it's a woman helps her now. She can't do nothing with it.
Oh.
You see, the welfare paid somebody to go there and help. So, this girl, she know the welfare is paying her. So, what she go there once a day and she do what's to be done. Was he saying, well, her and Susanna fussed the more, said, why is she there? Because Susanna don't want her to do this and don't move that and don't do that and I don't want it done and all such. But this woman, she go right ahead on. Move what she want and sweep where she want to sweep, straighten up what she want to straighten up, get her work done, get in her car and go home. That's what she did. No, as I tell them, I say, sir, I don't visit Susanna much. I say, she won't let you do nothing. She's so scared someone will steal something.
Wait, she? Suspicious?
Yeah. Well, she ain't got nothing nobody wants. Nothing nobody want unless it's money, and they ain't going to find that. They ain't going to stay there long enough to find that. But I don't think that's a good way to live. You can't trust nobody, you not trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If you know you's always up to something, you look at me and think I'm the same way and I'm a long ways from there.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I don't trust anybody.
So you don't trust nobody.
No, I don't trust them anymore.
Well, as much of company as you have, well, I think you must be trusting something.
Oh, Lord.
We don't have, if you have more company than we have.
Me? I have no company much. I need.
They just come over here to ride Faye's horses.
And she got some pretty ones.
Well, I never did hear about Susanna. I never did. I don't think I'd know Susanna.
Oh, yes, you would, Faye. You would know her. She's been down at the store there. You've seen her in there. She really has a time down there, doesn't she?
Oh, Lord. She talks too much. Anybody you find just talk all the time.
All the time.
Blush to make a mistake. Somewhere down the line. No.
But she won't know it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wouldn't know it. You know, I used to help Miss Flora a lot. Sometime I'd go up there. She said, well, there's a so-and-so happened at Bowdenman Saturday night. You didn't tell me nothing, and I said, I didn't know nothing about it. I said, because I don't go to Bowman on Saturday night and Monday night and no other nights, Miss Flora. I said, that's the place I don't see. Well, May said so-and-so, or Susanna said so-and-so. I said, well, I guess they were there. I wasn't there.
They wasn't there either, was they?
No, they wasn't there. They'd have shared somebody said, and then they'd have spread it. So, you know, it's not good to tell everything you hear, because lots of it ain't so. And then they said, well, Daisy said you said so-and-so. All right, here come the person. Said, well, so-and-so said you said I said so-and-so. I said, well, didn't you? Said, yeah, but I didn't expect you to tell it. I said, well, I didn't know it was a secret. Yeah, that's the easiest and the best way to get rid of them. They won't tell you nothing else.
Oh.
Things, what they don't want to get out, they ain't going to tell Daisy.
Yeah.
That's reading Daisy don't get into nothing.
Well, now, when you and Dora were working out in the field, you didn't talk about what happened in Bowdenman last night.
No. I mean, her didn't know. Well, there was some folks working out there that did know. And then they start talking about it. Well, me and Dora couldn't talk about it because we didn't know nothing about it. So we were just sitting on our conversation and talked to one another. We didn't get out there with that bunch that knowed so much.
Well, you all had enough of your own
business to tend to.
Yeah.
But and then I never thought that folks ought to bring all kind of stuff, even if you know it, if you look enough to know it, keep it to yourself.
Yeah. A lot of that, it don't help to
That's right.
pass it on, does it?
No.
Even think about it.
It ain't worth it.
Yes, it's not nice to think about. I think that's one reason they people used to talk about studying the Sunday school lesson, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the week, and then you'd have them little scriptures on your mind,
mm-hmm.
you see,
mm-hmm.
and you'd keep all that other stuff, a lot
stuff
of that
away.
Other stuff away. You've heard that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and that's why you read a little verse every day,
mm-hmm.
so you think about it instead of what happened in Bowdenman. I used to see Susanna down there at the store, and I thought to myself, well, sir, I would sure love to go over to Susanna's and sit on her porch and listen to her talk a little bit.
Yeah, well, she could sure entertain you.
Yeah.
If you got over there.
But I never got there. And I never intended to go. But, you know, I kept thinking, you know, she talked so much.
That's right. Well, you see her to the store in here talking. You know that was too much talk.
Yeah. Of course, when I heard her down there, she was a little past her prime, Miss Daisy. She was sort of rattled half the time. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
quite.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't look like she was in her, you know, too healthy,
mm-hmm.
sort of nervous or something.
Yeah, she'd been like that long time.
Oh, has she?
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
When she was younger, she was kind of like that, which wasn't as bad as they tell me she is now. Well, you see, she could get out. She used to get out and meet folks and find something to talk about. But now, she don't get nowhere but to the store. The woman that helps her, she bring her to the store once a month to pick up her check.
Uh-huh.
She won't trust nobody, either.
Yeah.
I said, well, now, Hannah's there every day doing what she can for her. I said, she won't trust her to pick up her check. If she don't go herself, she'll have TC to call Mr. Fred, and then she'll tell him, if TC come, give him my check. Now TC can pick it up, but nobody else that I know so can pick it up.
Or just pick it up out of the mail.
Mm-hmm. Now the woman there every day in her car. But why she couldn't go drive up there, pick it up, bring it on back to her.
Now that's Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
You know her?
Know who?
You know Hannah?
Hannah? Me? Oh yes, I know Hannah from a girl like that. Did you know James Townsend? Well, this is his daughter.
Oh.
This is his daughter.
Where would I know James Townsend?
Well, he used to work over there for the Richardsons. Then he quit there and he went over here on this hill. He used to be a doctor over there on... Who the hell on this side of Rob Williams, you know, a man used to live there.
Bateman.
Huh?
Bateman?
Uh-uh. This young man come from Gainesville and bought this place over there from an old man. I can't think of that old man name. But I don't know who over there now.
Mm-hmm.
But James worked over there till he died.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he was a dentist.
So he was a dentist?
Yes.
He was?
I think he was a dentist and had made a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And lived up there in a big old two-story house.
That's right.
What place did they call that?
That's what I'm trying to think of, the name of that place.
That's a beautiful place, wasn't it?
It was. But I can't think of the name of the folks, what it used to belong.
Well, I hadn't thought of that place in a long time.
Me neither.
Oh, that was some place.
It was a nice place.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
But they said a doctor bought it. And James, he worked for him a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, he worked till he gave up there. When he died from that place.
Oh.
That's where he was working. This was his church down here, this Methodist church.
Oh.
James Church.
James Townsend. And Hannah's his daughter.
Hannah's his daughter. Well, her mother and father both dead now. James and Mary.
And you know them pretty well.
Yes, I know them. I know them well. James was a good man, if you just take him right. Now he talked enough, but he didn't talk too much. And then he'd talk about his church and things like that.
Oh, would
he? He was a Methodist preacher.
Oh, was he? Sorry, I missed him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I missed him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't see everybody, Mr. Moss.
Well, I could see them, Miss Daisy, but when I first come down here, I just didn't know how to talk to people, tell you the truth. And I might have run across somebody like that, and I'd think, well, I wouldn't even think about it. About him, you see.
Yeah, James was a good entertainer. He worked all the time, as long as he was able. Now, he worked over there on the Richardson's farm for a long, long time. And then he went to this doctor's.
Yeah. I remember the first time I ever saw a little button bush. Where is a shrub, Miss Daisy, right there at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it had these little blooms. And the bees would come up there and go right in it. Now, it wasn't called a button bush, cymbal bush or something. No, you'd know what it is if I could think.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I ever saw one there. And they had several of them planted around the house. Old ones, been there no telling how long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Little brownish flowers on them. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have one of those. Now that's one of the old flowers, you see, that they used to put in the gardens.
That's right.
Around the yard. And they don't plant them anymore. Well, they don't plant much of anything anymore, do they?
That's worthwhile.
It's worthwhile. That's just got grass out there. And they plant that old centipede grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff spread and it'll get everything.
Oh, it'll run all over everything. If you don't keep it cut back.
Well, guess who was out this morning and waved to me as he went by? Burnett.
And he waved to you?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big paper sack in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose that was? Going down? Where was he going?
I don't know where he was going. He might have been going down there to plant some Lloyd. I don't know. I don't hardly have time to remember, wave it, went up, or tell him good evening. Sometime his buddy home, he stopped by then, talked with buddy a few minutes and going on about his business. Burnett don't have much wasted time.
Yeah, he moves along himself, don't he?
That's right.
Now, Samuel had that old car. He couldn't keep it running.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he get Burnett to help him?
Yeah. They drive it when they get ready.
Samuel's old car?
Samuel, he don't hardly drive it because he uses my car. But that boy that stay there with him, Bill, he drives it. Going where he want in it. And tell them all of you're going to end up in jail for something. That thing ain't got no tag on it. Yeah, buddy says it's got a tag on it. Well, I don't know why they don't use it. But it's something. They need something. Oh, where's the license or a tag or...
Insurance.
That's what it is, Mr. Miles. Insurance. That's what it is.
That's a great big sum of money now.
That's what they need. That's reading it sitting there.
Now this Bill,
that's George Mitchell's son. He'll. But you see, Martha's not his mother.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Then. Martha's children, they ain't none of them home, Martha.
Yeah, they done gone.
They in Gainesville, they live up there, but once in a while, one comes back home. Now, she got her girl home now. she's been gone, living in Gainesville for years. So after they got the house put back, well, then she's done come home to stay now. But she still have two girls in Gainesville. They stay up there. Mm-hmm. And a boy. Well, now her boy that's next to Chef, I don't know where he is.
J.C.?
Huh?
E.C.?
I don't know where he is.
Is he next to Chef?
I think he was. Tell you, they had so many children, I didn't keep up with them. I don't know who is who and what's what, and nothing. I just know the children when I see them.
But Bill's over there with them?
Bill over there with who? Bill stayed out of Darcy's when he here.
Oh, I see.
See, they tell me, Martin don't want him to stay there. And she don't want, must have don't want her to stay there neither. They don't stay there. Elsie don't stay there. But I think now, since they got a house built and finished, I think that first house they built, I think they said, she said, the boys can stay there. So LC might be staying in there.
You
but mean? I wanted my children home. Dawes ain't got damn home.
I never saw anything like that.
Me neither, Mr. Martin.
They just scattered.
Just scattered.
And that suits Doris.
Hmm?
And that suits Doris.
That's right.
She's had a lot of children, but she don't particularly care for them.
That's right. She don't care for them. Somebody else cares for them. Now, Samuel, he's in Gainesville caring for himself.
Mm-hmm.
David's up to Elizabeth. She's taking care of him. Carolyn and Virginia. Benjamin taking care of her. Well, that just leaves Doris free.
I heard Burnett say that he kept Buddy's old car running. Buddy's car wouldn't run. He'd take it down there to Burnett.
Well, they, all of them can work on.
Yeah.
Burnett and even to his baby.
Yeah.
And they keep pretty busy?
Who?
Burnett.
Yes. Burnett work all the time. When he ain't driving that school bus, and when he driving that school bus, when he gets through with that, you've seen him in a little while, on that old tractor in his car, going somewhere. For something. Burnett hauls wood. And he can't haul but a little bit. But he fill up the trunk of that car. I don't know what they have to pay him for. He hauls wood. He tractors for folks.
Now didn't he
Well, I just wonder why he don't build him a house. And get in his own house.
I heard him say one time he didn't particularly like to live over there with his children. He'd rather live by himself.
Well, I'm hearing him say he wouldn't live with them. But he'd been there a long time.
Good while.
Yes. With that.
And then he got that boy with him.
Yeah, his boy, him and his baby stay there.
There's two of them.
Two boys. Now, they tell me Pedro live over Lake Simonton with his sister. They say that's where they don't hardly ever see him.
No. Yes, sir.
But he can do anything to a car. He can work on a car.
Who?
Burnett.
Yes, sir.
And all of his children.
All of his children. can do the same thing.
And they work pretty much. The children do.
That's right.
That's unusual.
That's right. They work. That's one thing about them. They're one of them lazy. Is I know they can always find something to do.
Miss Daisy, I didn't know that you knew Susanna. I'm glad you knew her.
Done what?
I got this thing in my mouth. I can't talk.
You enjoying it, ain't you?
Yeah. I'm glad you know Susanna.
Oh, yes.
Because, you see, I never knew her except right down that store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You know, when she could get around, we'd meet from one church to the other one, you see, every Sunday.
She was a big dresser.
Oh, yes.
You can tell that she was a dresser.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know how Mr. Mark knows it. He ain't never seen a dress.
No.
You hear her talk about it?
No. I can just tell by looking at her. She's a big dresser.
Well, she was.
I can see her come into church. With a lot of little ruffles and everything.
Oh, whatever they was making, well, she worked, you see. She didn't have no children. She had nobody to take care of but herself. Well, you see, before her husband passed, well, he'd help take care of her. Both of them worked, you see. She was buying things she wanted.
Yeah.
And you see, it didn't cost as much is it do now?
Yeah.
But it cost the planet.
So she didn't have to pinch her penny. She could go ahead and buy things.
Buy things. You see, her first husband died right there in that house where she's staying now. Well, after years passed, she married, and her second husband, he died there. Both of them buried out there to the church. She had a man, he wasn't her husband. Well, I reckon they'd call him a common law. But he stayed up the railroad there, and she stayed in her house, and they didn't live together. So finally he got sick, and he died. He died there, in that house where she is, where she living.
She's taking care of him.
Yeah, pretending. Nobody took special care of him, of course. There wasn't nobody going there to see him but Liza Washington. Liza and me, they would go there when he was up here. They would go up there to see him. Yes, she'd tell me lots of time. Say, Miss Daisy, you ought to go to see Lee. I said, Lee in the wrong place. I said, I wouldn't mind going to see him, Liza, but in the wrong place. I said, I'm not going. I said, how was he today? She said, well, he seemed to be feeling some better. I said, but he ain't no good. He ain't no good. Well, you see this little lodge, they had a little lodge down here to the church. What did they call that? Paul Bearers, I think that was the name. Well, Lee belonged it to that. So she would go and see him. I don't know nobody else in medicine. Nobody gonna fool with Suzanne. And when her husband was down there sick, me and Ben was fixing to go down there to see him. So we go and sit with him. And right, so before we got a chance to go, it was some women went there, to three of them. And when they got to the gate, they said, Susanna, want to know from them what were they looking for? She said, Anderson ain't no show. I don't have a show here. I have a sick man. And I don't need you here. Well, they told me one day, so we got to talking. So one of them said, Daisy, has you been to see Anderson? I said, no, yet, not yet. I said, look like I keep it saying I'll go and look like my mind don't lead me. She said, well, you better not go. She said, Susanna, I don't want nobody to come see me. She said, we went there the other day. She said, but I want you to know, we didn't get no further than the gate. She come out on the porch and asked, what is you looking for? I said, I ain't got no show here. I got a sick husband here, but I don't need your help. They turned around, went on back home. So after I got that message, it went away from my mind about going. Let it seem. He was a nice man. He was a good man. But that was her house. And she didn't want nobody in there. I didn't feel like I had no business going. So I didn't.
Now, Anderson was her husband. Now, he's her second husband?
Anderson, well, yeah. Anderson was her first husband.
First husband. Mm-hmm. Well, he...
But he was sick.
He was a pretty nice fella.
He was. He was a nice man. But when he got on his bed, he couldn't help nothing. He couldn't help his sick. She was big boss.
She always been bossy?
Always been bossy. Ever since I know her. But as long as he was on his feet, she didn't boss him.
Yeah.
She could tell him things, but he'd do it if he wanted, if he didn't need it long.
Well, I wonder why she got so bossy.
I guess she's born like that. I don't know.
Some people like that, I guess.
They just like that.
Just bossy. Mm-hmm. But now, that...
But I think you ought not to be so bossy. Tell you don't want nobody to visit you when you have sick folks.
Yeah.
I think you ought to be allowed to go to see the sick.
Yeah. They want to see somebody themselves. They don't want to just lay
that's
there.
That's the way I feel about it. They there and can't get out. They make them feel better for somebody to come in and speak to them.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go in there.
Well, now, she and Anderson went to church all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Till he couldn't go.
And she was a big dresser.
Oh, yes, she was.
And Anderson...
Big dresser and a big talker.
Even back then?
Back then. You know, she was one of these kind. She liked it to brag about what she had and what she wouldn't do and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, I don't know her, but is Jake Brown's wife a little like that?
Is that Liza?
Jake Brown's wife. Now, Liza.
Jake Brown?
Uh-huh.
That's who you're talking about?
Is she a little like that? Like Susanna?
Didn't you see her to the store? She's a talker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. She likes to be a boss.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Thank
you. Yes, she likes to be bossy. But you see, Jake don't go for that. He listen to them talk. He don't argue with them. He just goes on and do what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever he's going to do, leave him there talking. But he's nice. He's a nice man.
Well, now, that's the way Anderson was. He
yeah.
just let Susanna go on.
Let her go on as far as she wanted to go. As long as he could get out and go, he listened out as long as he wanted. He let him go on where he wanted to go. Leave her there talking.
Well, I kind of wish I'd known some of your old friends, Miss Daisy. You knew some right nice people, interesting people.
That's right. That's right.
Now, you know, you may not, of course, you wouldn't approve of all those things. But now, Susanna, she livened things up, didn't she?
Yes, she will. You know, when me and her, a few more women's been me. Get together and she start talking and going on. I just look at her and wonder about her. I didn't have much to say to her. It took all my time to listen and try to see which way was she going and see what she meant. Now you see that house. That was her mother's house. That house she lived in it.
Oh, oh, really?
That was Susanna's mother's house.
Oh.
Well, Herbert, you know Herbert, don't you? Well, you see, Susanna's mother raised him.
Yeah.
Well, when she passed, that house went to him. All that spot belonged to Herbert. Susanna wasn't here until just before her mother died. You see, that was her mother's house. And the next house was her aunt's house, her mother's sister's house, right down below there. So, when she prayed, then Susanna pretty soon come home. Herbert was staying with his Aunt Alice. He knew they'd stay with Susanna. He stayed with Miss Alice until he married. And when he married, he went to Bowdoin. His wife didn't want to come up here. She'd rather stay to Bowdoin. So they built them a house down there. And they stay there now.
Now, Miss Alice was Susanna's sister?
Mm-mm.
No.
That was Susanna's mother's sister.
Yeah, yes, aunt. Yeah, her mother's sister. Well, gee whiz. That goes way back, doesn't it?
Way back there.
When did Miss Alice die?
So when did she die? I don't know what year she died, but she's been dead a long time.
Long time.
Now she had a girl. She cared for it.
Yeah.
She took care of
it. Yeah.
She never did walk.
Yeah. And then Susanna's mother, she been gone a long time?
Both of them been gone a long time. No, about the year they died in, but they've been gone a long time.
20 years?
Mm-hmm. You see, Susanna's mother went first, and then Miss Alice, that was Lizzie's sister. Year or two she paid.
Lizzie who?
Lizzie Jackson, that's
yeah.
what Susanna's mother was.
Yeah.
But,
and her sister, her mother's sister?
But she lived a good while after Lizzie died. Alice did. She lived a good while. But see, she had a... I don't know what kind that woman was to her. But anyway, this woman, this child, what Alice cared for, her mother lived in Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But she took care of Alice and that baby.
Yeah.
So Alice could see after the child. And she'd come every once in a while to see her, see about her, see what they need.
Well, Susanna has lost two husbands, and then that common law husband.
Yeah.
And then, of course, her mama went, and Miss Alice went.
Uh-huh. And she's still here?
Well, she hadn't got much connections now, has she?
No. I don't know none of her connections rightly, but her, that's her nephew.
And she probably don't see much of him.
She didn't see much of Hubbard when she was up, gone. They didn't get along so good. Susanna's so bossy.
Well, maybe she just likes being down there by herself.
She do. I think she don't care if nobody don't come see her.
You reckon?
Huh?
You suppose?
I know. She ain't never cared if nobody come see her.
Well, in a way, if she felt well, she got it better than she ever did. She gets that check, and then they pay that Miss Hannah to take care of her. That beats what a lot of folks has got.
That's the truth.
And she didn't have to turn her hand. They all come out there and done that for her, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
She get around enough to do her cooking?
I think she cooks some. But I think lots of time Hannah cooks for when she come. When she left. But she don't always allow her to cook. She tell her she don't want nothing.
Yeah, they're hard to do for her. Now, but I'll tell you what, I'd love to see Miss Susanna walk up to church.
Walk up to the church.
Some Sunday morning.
Well,
you know.
She sure used to dress.
Yes, sir. And she just speak to everybody?
Speak to everybody. Oh, yeah. You see her out, you'd think she was just friendly. But she was when she meets you. But when she was familiar or behind your back, it was a different story.
But out there in the churchyard, she just walked up to everybody and away she went.
That's right.
And that's the way Liza Brown does. And that's the way that's the way Florida May used to do.
Uh-huh.
She don't do it so much now.
What?
Florida May.
She's slowed down a little now. She don't talk to so many people like she used to.
No, she don't get out.
Yeah.
Florida May doesn't?
No, she don't get out nowhere much.
Yeah, but she used to.
You see, she used to.
And she
but
used
since
to.
Walt been so feeble
that
she has to stay there with him.
But
when you go there, she can talk a head off.
Yeah. And when she used to be just like Susanna. When she went to church, she knowed everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Faith, get your mama. If she called Miss Daisy, I have a feeling.
Yes.
You washing today?
Washing?
Well, you better hurry up and get your mama.
You got some washing in the pot? Well.
Yeah, awesome.
I didn't realize that.
Well, I didn't tell him.
I tell you, you know, and that's, but in a way, Miss Daisy, in a way, go get your mama, Faye. In a way, them was pretty gay times.
Well, yes, sir. Them was good times back then.
Yes.
You see, they didn't have all these jokes and things around. You could go somewhere in peace.
And then when you went to church, people spoke to you.
That's right.
And you saw
and
everybody
then
you there.
Had church. See everybody there.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Pretty good, how you doing? Pretty good. You feeling good this morning?
I feel a little better.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going in town and paint a rustic table today.
So you're going in town?
Going in town and paint a rustic table today. That's what I think I'm going to do in town. I'm going to work a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm going back and go washing.
Oh, this pretty day. That's a good day to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, fine. And I bet this big rain we had just has made things grow. Grass grow.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have to hoe some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. Well, have you heard from Bessie lately? We haven't heard neither.
Well, I think Bessie come home last night.
Has she been away? Where's she been?
She went to Palm Beach Saturday morning.
She did? Saturday morning? Well.
She come home last night. Well, Isaiah was gone. And he didn't leave the key where they puts it.
Oh.
So she had to go back to Bessie's.
And stay
on that? Buddy told Tom, said, well, if Isaiah be come, when I knock off from work, I'll come and pick her up and bring her home. But I think Buddy went, but I don't think she come home. Last night.
Uh-huh.
You see, Buddy don't get off till after 11.
Uh-huh. And so she might not come.
And I know Bessie was tired.
So
I decided she's going to bed. I ain't seen Buddy to ask him nothing about it.
So you haven't seen him, so you don't know.
I don't know.
No, I didn't know she went to Palm Beach.
They went to Palm Beach for Easter.
For Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Did little Bessie take her down there?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Now, who does she have down there she goes to see?
Her sister. And her niece.
And a niece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that Bessie's sister?
That's
mother?
Bessie's mother and Bessie's sister.
So that's where they went then. Well, they had a nice time. I know it didn't rain.
I didn't get a chance to speak to her. I ain't seen her.
Yeah. What did you do Easter?
I stayed home all day.
All day?
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have no Easter program, no Easter beside.
The church didn't have a church. Uh-huh.
Well, they had a funeral there, too.
At
2 o'clock. I told her, well, I ain't for no funeral. So.
You weren't going to a funeral?
No, I stayed home.
On Easter. Uh-huh. Did you know who it was?
Yes, ma'am.
You did know?
I did know. Well, I just know her.
But you didn't know her much?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, it did kind of seem kind of sad to have a funeral on Easter.
That's right.
But of course, we can't help that. People die every day.
Every day.
And every hour, most, they're somewhere.
You can't help that.
No, but you just didn't want to go.
I just didn't want to go.
Yeah. So you just didn't do it. And I guess that's the way to do. So you took care of yourself. Saved your energy, didn't you? And all. Well, it's a pretty day today. And so you'll have plenty of time, I think, for your wash to get out then.
I think so.
Have you already got them started?
Oh, yeah, I've already got them started.
Have you done? Do you put them in and boil them? Do you boil them outside?
Yes, I boil them outside.
Uh-huh. Well, have you got them on boiling now?
Mm-mm. I done boiled them, took them up.
Oh, you've already got that much done.
Yeah, it's done.
You just got to wrench them then.
I'm going back and wrench them, hang them out.
Yeah, hang them out. Well, that'll be fine. Well, do you have a very big one?
Got a pretty good one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't wash every week.
And so that's the reason,
That's the reason I have a big one.
Uh-huh.
I wash every little bit.
You have a good many aprons in that wash, don't you?
Yes, I have.
I bet that's the biggest part of your wash, is your aprons. Your aprons, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that saves your dress.
Yes. Saves my dress.
Surely does.
I said the apron's easier to wash than a dress.
Yeah, easier to wash and easier to iron, isn't it? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well,
so you're going to spend afternoon in town.
Yeah. I reckon that's what I thought I was going to do. I guess I'll do it. You know, I don't much know what I'm going to do out here or in town
that's
either.
That's the truth.
I just say, they say, come on, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just keep
say
ready.
Say yes. Go on.
I just keep ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just keep ready all the time. Well, my oldest great-grandchild is going to be 10 years old this week.
This week?
My great-grandchild, you know.
Your great-grandchild.
My great-grandchild. Now, that's like your grandchild, just
mm-hmm.
like... Sammy is your grandchild,
mm-hmm.
and he has a baby, and that would be your great-grandchild, which
mm-hmm.
you have got some, haven't you?
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
You've got some great-grandchildren.
Yes, ma'am.
The
a
one
bunch
that,
of them.
Oh, you have? A bunch of them. Great-grandchildren. Well, I've got five great-grandchildren. And this is the oldest one. He's just 10 years old. He'd be 10 years old.
My granddaughter got four.
So your granddaughter's got four.
Mm.
How old is her oldest one?
I think he's 15 or soon.
He's older. Is he kind of like David? He's not as old as David. Then.
I think he's a little bit older than David.
Older than David?
I couldn't think
that David was 15.
David's 15 too.
David's 15 too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't just rightly know which one of them boys is the oldest.
It's,
they're so close.
They're close together.
And I can't recollect things. I can't remember things. So
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Kind of hard to remember things a long time ago.
Yes, ma'am.
We get our minds kind of mixed up, don't we?
I do.
I do too. I get them mixed up. I can't get things straight sometimes. Yeah. Yes, there is. Well, in some things I can remember pretty well. But
that's me.
Yeah.
And some I can remember them dull.
Uh-huh. Just kind of can't carry it on. I can remember a little about it, but I can't bring it out.
Can't fix it just like it ought to be.
Yeah, not just like it. No, should be. Well, I guess that's right. I guess we're not supposed to.
No.